And so you're telling me that the electric banana, which you invented,
yes,
ended up in a radio studio for a while.
It did.
But yeah, it didn't make any sound, right?
No, it was completely quiet. But it was advertised every 20 minutes as the only radio station with an electrical banana, product of Caltech Research and Engineering.
You were a student at the time there?
I was, yeah. There wasn't much research or engineering, by the way.
How did you get the banana back?
I went down to the station and reclaimed it.
And you too can be dancing with Daddy G every Tuesday afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Malt Shop, right here on WHFR.FM. The jukebox will be spinning the platters from the 50s and the 60s. So hang those fuzzy dice on the rearview mirror, grab your favorite squeeze, and join me, Daddy G, at the Malt Shop on Tuesdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Be there. Or be square.
This is WHFR Dearborn. You are listening to the magic of radio.
WHFR Dearborn.
Creativity to remake the world.
A few people have.
This is WHFR Dearborn, and welcome to this day's edition of Impact, the show about individuals and groups making a positive difference in the community. We are the views and opinions expressed on Impact are not necessarily those of WHFR Radio nor Henry Ford College. And I will tell you that you are listening to WHFR Dearborn. I'm your host, Lynn, and today we are talking about different things going on with the Dearborn Public Library System. So we are so lucky to have with us Patty Potsikowski. I get it? Okay.
Yes.
All right, there we go. And she is the supervisor of adult services at Centennial Library, main branch, main office of Dearborn Public Libraries. Patty, thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, thank you, Lynn. It's a pleasure.
This is the libraries are always there. It's something that you kind of take for granted at some level, which isn't probably the best approach. But are people still writing term papers at the library?
Oh, yes. They still do a lot of research papers and reports for school and different things at the library. The library does get used. Obviously, we would like it if everybody in the community used it a little bit more. So we're trying to do that. Okay,
keep going.
Yeah, so the library, we have a lot to offer, a lot of different things that we have now that people might not be aware of, and trying to keep up with the changing times and just offer different things and different opportunities for everybody. So I'd like to focus on a few things that we have now that people might not be aware of. Some people might be aware of what we have now, but this might be new to other people. We do have a lot of e-audio and e-books, e-media type things that we consider. So we have different apps. We have different things that people can get digitally. So that is, we have a service called Overdrive. We have a service called Zinio. We have one called Hoopla. These are different services that give you e-media. So that means that people can download items directly to their computer or their devices if they're on the go. So we are trying to, for sure, you know, push the information about these out for everybody. Hoopla is very popular. This is where you can instantly borrow free digital movies, music, TV shows, comic books, books, and you just instantly stream it right to your device. 24/7, it's available, it's free with your library card, and it's a very easy process, three-step, 1, 2, 3, you log in, you create an account, it's free, you get items right away.
Oh, wow.
It's really popular. With that, there was a limit of 10 items that you can check out per month. Mm-hmm. With the summer months coming up, we're going to try and promote a little bit more and give a big push, and we're upping the checkouts to 15. This is the first you've heard it, so they told me I could advertise it here, that we're allowing 15 items of checkouts per month. So people will be very happy about that.
Yeah,
that's very, very
that's
good.
That's very cool. Mm-hmm. Now, this is going where? It's going into your smartphone or?
Yes, okay. Device, any device, mm-hmm. Smartphone. You could do it on your laptop, your iPad, anything like that.
Okay.
Your computers, right
and
there.
You can do that from home or the classroom or wherever
oh, yeah.
you are.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Very exciting.
Yes, that's really great.
How long has Hoopla been around?
It's been around for quite a few years. The Dearborn Public Library has had it for, I'm not sure exactly, but at least 3 or 4 years, I mm-hmm. know, so. Yep, it's just gaining speed. The more it goes, it's a very popular service.
Okay.
So that's great. That's easy way to do it. Another one we have is...
Go back one step.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
I was just thinking, the different items that are available, whether it's music or comic books or what have you,
mm-hmm.
if I'm looking for something, it's kind of easy because I'm looking for a specific title or a specific author or musician or what have you.
Right.
What if I just want to see what's out there and then pick and choose from, is there a list or some way that they're categorized that I can see that, oh, really, you have Glenn Miller music? You know,
oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can
search that way and, yeah.
Okay.
You can find anything by subject. It's very easy.
Okay. And what about just a big basket, a big basket of whatever's out there? Can I do that? If I don't, I know there's a comic out there, and I'm just not sure exactly about anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a character, and I want to follow through on this particular character.
Right.
So I'd have to see all the different comic books that are available. Mm-hmm. Is there a way to do that, too, without knowing somebody's name?
That's a possibility. We would
okay.
have to research that a little more,
okay.
maybe at the reference desk. That's a job for the librarian to help
okay.
people with, but I'm sure that we could find it
okay.
for people.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. Okay, so another great one we have is Overdrive, and that's where you borrow ebooks and e-audiobooks, and that is very popular. You use the free Overdrive app to borrow and enjoy digital titles from the library with your library card. Okay. It's available for Android, Chromebook, iOS, Nook, everything like that. And also for Windows and Mac users. You could do it right on your computer. And this is a very easy process also. You install the app. You have to sign in with a free Overdrive account, which includes your library card information. And then you just open the Overdrive collection, sign in, and search away and borrow to your heart's content. So this is, the good thing about this is you can download items, check them out, but there might be holds on some items. So just like a physical book, you might have to wait a little bit, but you know, you'd get it for free with your library card. So most people are willing to do that. You can choose the checkout time. It could be a period of 7, 14, or 21 days, and then the items automatically go away. So you don't ever have to worry about returning, overdue fines, anything like that. So that's really great. People love that. And for all of these things that I'm talking about, obviously we always have help at the libraries for them. We have handouts for people, bookmarks, actual help one-on-one. We can show people how to do them if they need help.
Okay. So there is, in this world of modern everything's, a place for the librarian.
Yes, definitely. That's what I mean by we're trying to change and go with the flow and keep mm-hmm. up with the times, right?
Yep, but you still need that human contact.
Yes, definitely.
I have no idea where this is, and immediately a librarian can kind of point mm-hmm. you in the right direction.
Right.
What about Dewey? Is Dewey still around?
Oh, yes. Yes, we still use the Dewey Decimal Classification System, and it's just a way that we kind of put things in order.
Mm-hmm.
And our hope is that we just put them all that are in the same subject, put them all in the same area
mm-hmm.
and classify them that way. And then people, if they're looking for one particular item, they would find other things that are related to that item.
Okay.
So we do use that still, yes. Most libraries do. Some have gone away from it, but we
okay.
still do.
What would you replace it with?
Some libraries I know have gone to more of like the bookstore model.
Okay.
So I'm not aware of any in the general area that mm-hmm. have done that, but I have read some articles on that.
Yeah.
Where they're going more of like just a browsing and more of like a bookstore, like I said.
Interesting. So you mm-hmm. have this larger category and you kind of take it from there.
Right.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, so moving on, I have another great thing called Zinio, mm-hmm. and this is for people who love magazines. It's digital magazines, which is great. It's available through our library, of course, website. It's an app you can download again. Use your library card. You can download full-color magazines with great interactive elements. They have audio and video, which is great for the magazines. You can find the stories you want to read quickly. There's a great intuitive searching part of Zinio, so you could search in within the articles, magazines. Mm-hmm. So that's very helpful. Zinio, that's another very popular thing. That's building
spilled.
Zinio is Z-I-N-I-O.
Just like it sounds.
Mm-hmm. So that's that. These are all great things that we offer. Another one is, this is a resource called Mango Languages. Okay, Mango Languages is created by a PhD linguist professor, and it is a language learning software which teaches practical conversation, and it's got over 70 languages. It keeps it kind of fun and exciting. It's just an easy way to learn different languages. So we do offer that for free with a library card. Okay. And then another big one that I really like to promote is called Gale Courses. That is something that we offer with your library card, which allows anybody convenient online access to over hundreds of courses for professional and career development, computer skills, and personal enrichment. So anything you want, basically. It's good for students, even high school students. I know people preparing for the SAT, classes like that. Lifelong learning, enrichment, career development classes, just anything. There's something available for anybody who's interested in just taking any type of class. This is offered for free through our library with a library card.
Okay, do you need to be a Dearborn resident to have a Dearborn Public Library card?
Well, no. So in order to get a Dearborn Library card, you have to live, work, or go to school in Dearborn or live in one of the surrounding communities that participate with the library network. That is our network that we participate with. And there's quite a few in the area. Not everyone does participate with the library network. So we do have that information available at the library. So if anybody would like to call or come in, you can check our website too, and it'll tell you. Our website actually is dearbornlibrary.org, and then the general number is going to be 313-943-2330, and we're there, answer the phone when we're open, and you can always check the website and find out the information about that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so lots and lots and lots. Who is eligible for a library card when you talk about age restrictions? I know you have children's books, you have mm-hmm. children's activities. Talk to that a little bit.
Okay, sure. We do have a lot of people obviously come in, the families and everybody, and they try and get their children cards, which is wonderful. We love that. And we don't really have a specific age restriction. What we do like to say is if the parent is comfortable getting the child a card, that's fine. And if the child can sign their name, because that always makes the child feel very important mm-hmm. and official, and they're always very proud to get a library card.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's nice.
Are you looking at kind of like kindergarten-ish?
Or? Yes, yeah. Pretty much.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're often blessed with Cub Scout tours here. And,
wonderful.
They're always very proud of their when they're able to make a spot for
radio station,
and we play it for them.
Oh.
So similar, it sounds very similar.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on for the kids this summer?
Well, that's very exciting. I have a lot of information about that too. Of course, we have our summer reading program, which we have every year, and we do that to kind of help prevent the summer slide, as they call it, mm-hmm. you know, when the children leave school for the summer and they're not immersed in that educational atmosphere every day. And we try and prevent that a little bit. So we do have a summer reading program, and it is for all ages. So I will talk about that a little bit more, too, because we do have ones for adults.
Okay.
Programs for adults, too, which are very popular. But basically, let me see the dates for the summer reading program this year. It's in June. And let's see, it is June. Hold on one second. I'm sorry. I have the dates here.
It's okay.
June 19th through July 29th.
Okay.
Those are the specific dates. And then we have a very exciting kickoff program for the children. It's a Baffling Bill Magic Show. Uh-huh. It's at 2 o'clock on June 23rd. It's in the auditorium. Enjoy a magic show to kick off a great summer reading program.
Oh, nice.
No registration, but space is limited.
What day of the week is that?
June 23rd. I'm not quite sure. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I don't have So sorry. So we will have all that information, of course, on our website and, you know, and flyers and everything.
All right.
And then we always, at the end of the program, have a reading wrap-up party. And typically, the mayor of Dearborn comes to announce the winners of the whole entire program. We do have grand prize winners, and there's a lot of nice prizes. So that's always exciting for the people.
Okay.
That is August 17th. And I'm not quite sure the date of the week of that one either.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's fine.
So that's exciting. And then every week, every day throughout all those 6 weeks, uh-huh. actually, we do have different activities, crafts, little builder story time will be hopefully going on outdoors, weather permitting. So we try and incorporate outdoor activities.
Okay.
There's a lot of stuff going on with children.
Right. Did you say June 24th or 23rd? 23. That's a Friday.
Okay, great.
I just calculated.
Thank you.
My nephew's wedding is the 17th, so.
Oh, okay, great.
So that's how I'm tracking June.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll be here before you know it, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Tell me again the contact information that we need. Phone numbers and email and all mm-hmm. that good stuff so people know.
Right. The library website is dearbornlibrary.org. And then the main number at the Henry Ford Centennial Library is 313, of course, 943-2330. And I would like to mention at this time hours mm-hmm. of the library, if that's
please,
okay.
Please.
So this summer is going to be the first time in many years where we are open on Saturdays. People have been requesting that for a long time, so we did take that into account, and we are open on Saturday now. So our hours are going to be for the main library. The hours for the branches are a little different. We do have two branches, and I can give you that information also.
Okay.
So the Henry Ford Centennial Library is going to be open Monday through Thursday, 9:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. And on Sunday, we're going to be closed June, July, and August. We are open on Sundays the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Bryant and Esper branch libraries, which are the two branch libraries we have, the hours for those buildings will be Monday and Tuesday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., Wednesday and Thursday, 11 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Friday will be closed, and Sunday will be closed, but they will be open Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Good, yeah. There's a lot of things that people can get into, especially kids when they're not in school. So this gives them a good place to go.
Right. And just to let you know, once again, you know, all this information is on our website. We do also have our presence on social media. The Dearborn Public Library has Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So if anybody would like to follow us there, that's always a nice spot to find out some information.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So for the summer reading program, since we were talking about that,
right.
I can talk about a little bit about the adult part of it, because we're very excited to kind of kick off the summer reading part for adults, which is the same idea. It's you kind of read, you come to different library activities, you get credit for doing anything like that, and then you could possibly win a prize.
Oh, okay.
Okay, adults like prizes too, right?
Sure.
So we are excited for our part of the kickoff for adults in the auditorium at the Henry Ford Centennial Library. We are going to have an author visit. Glenn Frankel, I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he's very popular. He wrote High Noon, The Hollywood Blacklist and the Making of an American Classic.
I just didn't know his name.
Yes, yes. So it is. He's a New York Times best-selling and Pulitzer Prize-winning author.
Wow.
And he's going to be right here in Dearborn in our auditorium. And he's going to talk about the book and sign copies of it. And some will be for sale for purchase. This book is a fascinating look at the making of the Western movie classic, High Noon.
Right.
And it's interesting because the book talks about the political climate of the time, which is interesting compared to, you know, what's going on now with the political. So for that program, seats are going fast, and you do have to reserve.
Okay.
So you can do it at dearbornlibrary.org, or you can call the number again, 313-943-2330.
Okay. All right. So no cost for that, but there is a charge for the book.
Yes.
If you want that, which makes sense.
Right.
Okay. And not restricted to Dearborn residents.
No.
Okay. So anybody who's interested, just be fast.
Yes. Now, since we're talking about the auditorium, I would like to mention our Blockbusters film series that we have that has been going on for many, many years. And that is a free film series that's at our main library, again, Henry Ford Centennial Library, in the auditorium. It's 7 p.m. on Mondays.
Okay.
Every Monday. There's occasionally Mondays that we're closed, like Memorial Day coming
sure.
up. But so we do have a series. It's a free film series, and we show different films, classics, new releases, some esoteric type films, and it's all for free in our auditorium there.
Wonderful.
The only thing is food or drink are not allowed.
Okay.
Darn.
No popcorn?
That is, no popcorn. It is a very popular film series. People have been coming to that for years and years, and that is sponsored by Friends of the Library, Fold.
Okay.
Which is very helpful to our library.
Okay. Is there any discussion before or after with regards to the films?
You know, typically that happens with the people who just go to the films. They talk amongst themselves. But occasionally we do have special guests or like the director. I know we had one in the last session. I believe it was the winter session where the director came and did a Q&A session, which was very popular. So that does happen occasionally.
Sure.
And we will indicate that in the flyer.
Okay. Talk about Fold a little bit.
Friends of the Library is a great organization. And actually they help out the library so much. And they're always looking for volunteers, and you can join their group if you would like. And they do a lot of programming for the library, and they do the book sale, which is a great big event. It's the first Wednesday of every month. There are a few months that they don't do it. They take a little vacation.
Okay.
So a couple months, I know, in the summer, and I think January, something like that. I don't know for sure.
All right.
But that is posted on our site.
Are those the books that are being sold, are those strictly the library's books, or can people make a donation of?
Oh, donations too.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and definitely it's a lot of the library's books that aren't used in the collection anymore, but you know, we want to see them go to a good home, or then people donate books and other material all the time.
Okay.
And then they will put those in the sale, and the money ultimately comes and benefits the library.
Excellent.
Yes, it's wonderful. And they have great prices.
You mentioned the books. What else? And other things. So what else are you looking for donation-wise?
Oh, CDs.
CDs, okay.
Movies. Yeah, people, you know, donate movies all the time, DVDs. They do still sell VHS. There is a little niche out there. People still like them.
Okay.
A lot of children's books, and a lot of teachers like to come to the sales to look for material for their class.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with the lower prices and what have you.
Right.
And how does one become a member of Fold?
The information is on our website, too. There is a little link there to Fold, and you have to fill out a little application and send in, I believe there's a little fee. It's not much.
Okay.
And then there are little meetings.
Okay.
And then you can become a member and volunteer if you'd like.
It usually organizations like that that do so much good, it's the money part of it is really just to cover mailing and that kind of thing.
Right.
So, yeah,
exactly. It's a nominal fee. Yeah.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, we're very excited. So I do have something else exciting to talk about.
Okay.
If you can believe it, this summer is going to be the 20th anniversary of the book Harry Potter.
Wow.
The first book came out 20 years ago, which we cannot believe. So we are excited to present a 20th anniversary celebration week at the library. We are going to have a whole week of different events. And actually the week is going to run June 26th through June 30th. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That whole week of June right there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to show all 8 movies at the in the auditorium there, which is going to be great. All ages welcome.
Okay.
There's going to be many different children's activities throughout the whole week. There will be 2 big events, which are the Harry Potter Trivia Night, which is going to be held at the Esper Library. And that's going to be a night. It is free, but it is for 18 and over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so more information will be available on the website about that.
Okay.
And then the big event is the Yule Ball. It's going to be on Friday, June 30th at the Bryant Library. So we're trying to have different activities and things at each location. That's going to be from 7 to 10. It is for 21 and older, and advanced ticket purchase will be required. But that is going to be a big celebration there.
Right. We've been talking about the 2 satellite offices, if you will. Could you tell the listeners where the libraries are located?
Oh, of course. Yes, the Bryant Library is right on Michigan Avenue as well, a little ways down from our main library. The address is 22100 Michigan Avenue. Their phone number is 313-943-4091. And then the Esper branch is, the address is 12929 West Warren Avenue. And their number is 313-943-4096.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for that.
Sure.
So it gives you opportunities. If I could, I'm not sure when the correct time is, but my experience has been fantastic. And I have a music show here at WHFR.
Right.
And I was able to find CDs at the library that we didn't have here in our collection.
Oh, wonderful.
So very, very convenient.
Mm-hmm.
Went in and took out the CDs, played them on my show, and took them back. Nothing could be easier than that.
Mm-hmm.
And free.
Thank you. We're glad to hear that.
Free is good.
Yes.
And the other thing I noticed, because we were talking about some of the electronic capabilities, is I could go onto the site, go onto the webpage, and it would tell me which library had different CDs or...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it would tell me exactly which ones I needed to go to.
Right, so, that's very nice.
Very convenient, yeah.
We have a wonderful CD collection, and really all our material collection is really phenomenal.
Right. As a little plug, I would say re-meet your library.
Yes, definitely.
The library that you used in high school and college is still there, but there's so much more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so librarians, you know, like any other profession, really, they have come in many different shapes and sizes. So we have a research or reference librarians, we have children's librarians, there's catalogers. Those are the people who catalog the material and place them in the correct classification, like using the Dewey Decimal System. The roles of each are very different, but we really share one common feature. The point of librarians is to help people find information.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We organize it, retrieve it, maintain the systems. There's all different ways. And especially in this modern world of ours that we have, information is really becoming the world's most wanted commodity. So I believe that it's important for the librarians to be there to interpret it and implement, or you know, show people the right information.
Mm-hmm.
I say it a lot, but it says a librarian may not know all the answers, but they know how to find them.
That's That's all you need.
So that's, and I, you know, librarians, like, we like to think that we help to develop a lifelong love of reading and learning. I can talk a little bit about these, but, you know, starting from the babies, we have books and bounces. We have preschool story times. We have 1,000 books before kindergarten. We do the summer reading program, like I talked about. Mm-hmm. We do offer computer classes and tech help for people who need help with their devices or these downloadables that I was just talking about. We do have great, interesting lectures on different topics. In fact, we do have some professors from HFC come in sometimes and do different lectures. We do offer ESL classes, English as a Second Language, and those are very popular. People come to those and learn skills that they need to get along here. And we do have help with job searching and resume help for people who are looking for a job.
Oh, okay.
So we do offer all these different great things at the library.
Mm-hmm. And I've noticed that you have the computers there. How does that work?
That's a good question.
Do you go in with a flash drive or?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
okay.
You can.
Okay.
We do require a login, so you would have to log in with a card number. We do have free wireless, so if people bring their device in, then they can just use our Wi-Fi. But yeah, to use the desktops, and we have printing, they can print their report or whatever. We have students come in a lot and, you know, they're doing PowerPoint or they're doing a Word document, just a report they have to print. They need pictures. You know, we have different databases that can help them with their homework and research and everything like that. And then the staff at the library are just there to help.
Okay. All right. And I one thing I've noticed is that when I do see people at the computers, usually that is pretty full, that area.
Yes.
And all different ages.
Mm-hmm.
All different ages. It's not just kids, not just seniors, it's everybody in between.
Right. It's a good mix. And then the main library, the Henry Ford Centennial Library, does have a great children's department. We're all on the second floor, so the adult side, and then if you go around, it's a big circle, basically. Mm-hmm. I don't know if everybody's been in there or not, but the children's department has their own computers, too, so the children can go over there if, you know, they need to go over there and just use all the material over there, and then we do have dedicated staff who stay in the children's side, and then they can help with all the information on that side.
Okay. And again, there's really no too young for that, so.
No.
It's very exciting. It really is.
Yes, definitely.
Learning is exciting.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, okay. Tell us more about what's going on in the summertime.
So I think I touched on the summer reading program, the Harry Potter things, right?
Right.
A good thing that I'd like to focus on is, you know, the library, we strive to be accessible for all. So we are having a special series of films on All Abilities Movie.
Okay.
So those are going to be, that's going to be in the summer reading program flyer and the information on the website. So it's going to be a G or PG rated movies that can be enjoyed by individuals with disabilities in our auditorium. So we're going to have dim lights and closed captions on. The people can sing, talk, and move about during the movie, which is great for anybody with different abilities.
Okay.
Sometimes movies can be a little intimidating, loud. Mm-hmm. They don't like sitting still for a long time with different ability people. So we thought we would have this All Abilities Movie series. So we're going to have three of them during the summer. So that's interesting. And we are, like I said, we try to be accessible and inclusive for everybody. So we do have groups that come in to use the building. And I've been working with some people at the Dearborn Public Schools for people with different abilities. And they come in and use some of our rooms. We do have meeting rooms, which I can discuss if you'd like.
Sure.
And I was able to purchase some material for them. And it's manipulatives and educational toy material that they can use in the rooms and different like craft activities. Sometimes they like stories, so I read stories to them. So we've been trying to get the word out that we're really there for everybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I know there are elevators, so
yes.
Yeah, we're accessible that way.
Definitely.
I think you were touching on autism, it sounded like,
yes.
with regards to the films being loud or moving too fast
right.
or what have you.
Right.
It's very interesting that you can accommodate.
Definitely.
So yeah.
I know that, I think it was AMC, I'm not sure which theaters started okay. this quite a few years ago, mm-hmm. and they do that like the first Saturday or whatever, they have a film series for people with autism, and they do that. So
okay.
we tried to do some similar.
Okay. And these special movies, if you will, those are still available to anyone to come and see?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Yes,
so
definitely.
It's open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Sounds like Dearborn Library sounds like a great place to be.
Yeah, we try to make it that for everybody.
What about some of the, you were talking about some of the different spaces, the rooms, the auditorium, etc. Are those places that are available for rent?
Yes.
So I could do a violin concert, I really couldn't, in the auditorium?
Yes,
something
we
like
do,
that?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep, the auditorium is available for rent for different groups, profits and nonprofits. We do have another room up on the mezzanine, the third floor of the Henry Ford Centennial Library,
mm-hmm.
that is for, the auditorium is very big. It's over 200 seats or so.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't need anything that big, but mm-hmm. you still need to have a group meeting or something like that, we do have another room up on the mezzanine, and it holds about 30,
okay.
maybe a little bit more or less, depending on the setup.
Sure.
And then we do have four smaller group rooms that people do use. They can use them on a first come first serve basis, or they can pre-book them if they want to guarantee that they get the certain time, then you'd have to pay for them.
Right.
And those rooms only hold up to 8 basically.
Okay.
We do have a lot of people who use those rooms, just smaller groups, tutors.
Mm-hmm.
They like to come and use the facilities.
Okay.
The Esper Library also does have a meeting room
okay.
that can be booked.
Okay. You had mentioned no food or drink in the auditorium. Is that true for the other meeting rooms also?
Okay, well, drinks, covered drinks are allowed in the building.
Okay.
Okay, but not in the auditorium at all.
Okay.
But in the rest of the building, yes, but food is not allowed in any library.
Okay.
Yes, that is a problem that we've been dealing with, unfortunately. It just, food makes a big mess. Yeah, and invites
critters.
Some problems,
yeah.
yes, that we just really can't deal with right now.
Okay.
So, yeah, and just to let you know, we do have a volunteer program. So we do utilize volunteers.
Okay.
And they help out in different areas, different aspects of the library. One thing I know they do work a lot with are the ESL classes that I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So they come in just, the ESL classes are very popular. We use the volunteers kind of as talk buddies. So they're there just to talk and have a conversation and kind of teach people the ins and outs of the language.
Okay.
So they do that a lot, and they're very pleased with that work. Teen area of the library,
mm-hmm.
we do have teen volunteers who can come in, and there's a group called TAG, Teen Advisory Group, and they come in and they can advise the library of, you know, what they would like, what they're interested in, what's popular. So we do have
wow.
a teen librarian who is in charge of that and
mm-hmm.
works with the teens very closely. They do a great job.
That's fantastic. I had never heard about that
That's
before.
That's really great. And they can get credit for that, too, if they need something for their high school for
the
volunteering.
Community. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most wonderful idea that I can think of, because if you're reaching out to that age group, they're mm-hmm. going to stick with it. You
yes.
know, they'll, as they grow up, as they get married, as they have kids,
right.
they're all going to know what a good thing the library really is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not this scary homework place.
Right, right. We don't want to be like that.
Right. Oh, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I, like I said, I didn't know about that. What other volunteers? Who are other volunteers you need?
Well, like I mentioned, they volunteer for FOLD a
mm-hmm.
lot, the Friends of
yeah.
the Library.
Yeah.
There's a person who's in charge. We do have a volunteer committee, so people do have to fill out an application, and then they would reach out and contact you and see what would be a good fit, you know, based upon your needs and our needs. So it is a robust program. We do offer a lot, but sometimes it doesn't work out for everybody. If they can only do it, you know, 8 to 9 o'clock in the morning, we're not even open.
Right.
So, you know, we kind of have to coordinate things like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Books are physical objects.
Yes.
And they get touched a lot and they get moved and they get folded and unfolded and opened and unopened and pages turned and somebody might turn a corner, et cetera, et cetera. Are the books ever repaired, or do they just get tossed once they...
For the most part, they do get dirty. That's true. And actually, that is something that could be a volunteer job occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a new book and, you know, just the cover's got a little mess on it, then, you know, they could clean it, or they could clean a case of, like, a DVD case or something.
Okay.
But for the most part, we try and replace them if we can.
Okay.
You know, it's just... You know, nobody likes to take a book home and open it and see, like, a brown stain on it or anything. You know, that's kind of disgusting, right? Nobody likes that.
Right.
So we do try to keep things as clean as possible.
Sure.
Update. You know, we do repair occasionally. But yeah, that's interesting. That used to be a big thing in the past. It was called bindery.
Mm-hmm.
And our library does not do it anymore.
Okay.
I know some libraries in the area do, but... Oh, they would, you know, take the books out, send them out to this place, and they would bind the books in a new cover and secure them and everything, then send them back, and then we'd put them back in the collection.
Oh, okay.
But we do not do that anymore.
Okay. Not cost-effective, probably.
Right, exactly.
So some of those books are the ones that end up in the sale.
Yes. So. Not if they're dirty
or
anything,
no,
but yeah, not if they're too bad.
A little bit, worn,
Yeah, but they would clean them up a little bit. So.
Okay, all right. Well, that's interesting, too.
Mm-hmm.
You had mentioned comic books, too, and you'd mentioned comic books electronically.
Yes.
They're there physically also. I know magazines are, right?
Oh, definitely. We have great physical collection of magazines. Comic books that we have in the collection we call graphic novels.
Mm-hmm.
So those are very popular. We have a great collection of those books and material. And we just have, you know, I'm talking about all the downloadable and digital items and everything. We have all the latest bestsellers in physical print editions. We have the greatest, newest movies to come out. The only thing is occasionally you have to wait for a little bit because there will be waiting lists because people see the hottest new item and say, oh, I want to get that. So you just go on a waiting list for it and then you just get it eventually for free.
That's a very good price.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Let's see. I'm trying to think if we missed anything. Seniors. We didn't really talk about seniors.
Oh, okay.
We talked about adult, and of course seniors are adults.
Yeah, we kind of include them in there.
Right. But are there special senior programs through the library?
Well, with our Fold group and the programs that they provide for us, it tends to be a little more interest to some senior citizens. Everybody's welcome, of course, but a lot of the discussion and lecture series that they have are interesting to the seniors who come to the library. We do have a great program. It's our book club program that meets when the third Wednesday, I believe, of every month. It's on our website again.
Okay.
Called Classics Revisited. So that is where we read a classic book. There is a librarian in charge of that group, and it's been meeting for quite a few years now, and the a lot of the same people who love it, and they just come together to discuss a classic book. And a lot of new people join the meeting every month, too. So the senior citizens do like that.
Okay.
We do work with the area... some of the, like, Henry Ford Village and Hubbard Manors. We go and work with the people, the staff there, and some of our staff will go there and do a tech time. So they will go there and help people with their device or even just to kind of do what I'm doing now, tell them about the library and what we have to offer and everything like that. So we do help out seniors that way. And actually, the tech time is something I forgot to mention. We do have a tech time at our library, the Henry Ford Centennial Library, every Friday from 2 to 4. On the first floor, we have a great computer lab. And it's just a drop-in. You don't have to register or anything. People can come and stay as long as they need to. It's a little more like specialized one-on-one help. So sometimes if, you know, somebody comes up to the desk and we're trying to do a bunch of other things, answer the phone, it's hard to spend a lot of time with people.
Sure.
So if they need a little more help, or, you know, they want to bring their device in, they can come in Friday. No registration necessary. Every Friday that we're open from 2 to 4.
That is wonderful.
It is great. And then our computer classes that I kind of touched on a little bit, those are great. We've had the same instructor at the Henry Ford Centennial Library for many years, and it's all different. We have basic, very, very basic computers. So that's a popular class with the seniors. We have intro to email, intro to Word, sometimes different things. We try and mix it up, digital pictures, digital images type things, working with Excel, spreadsheets type things like that. Mm-hmm. So we do have these computer classes. And actually, we just finished the winter session, and we're going to have a smaller set of classes for the summer. Because we do things in the summer, but it seems like, you know, with people traveling and doing different things, they don't take computer classes as much,
right.
We found.
Yeah.
But we're going to try it again this summer. So they can always call. It's on our website, too. They can call 943-2330 if they want more information about any computer classes.
I think that's really an incredible gift. And let's face it, if you haven't... I grew up with computers,
mm-hmm.
and I talk to people who haven't done that, and it's a little bit terrifying.
Yeah.
And even just, you know, some of the email applications,
oh,
you know,
I know.
Like attaching a document to an email or something like that can be kind of terrifying.
Yes.
And I'm thinking maybe a little bit embarrassing if you don't know how to do it. So with the one-on-one,
yeah.
you're able to ask those questions, get those answers, and look at how sharp you look.
Yeah, it's nice.
Okay.
Oh.
All righty. One of the things I've seen or not seen is I remember when Centennial was built. I remember when Centennial opened, and there was always that great big square fountain in the front.
Oh, yes, the fountain. The
and
fountain.
Then the skaters came out in the wintertime,
mm-hmm.
on the fake ice.
Yes, right. The fountain was beautiful, and we all loved it, and unfortunately it did fall into disrepair, and it was just... exorbitant amount to keep maintain it and to get it back onto running good conditions. It was really falling apart, so they did have to remove the fountain, but they were able to fill the space in with a lovely space. It's a lovely use of that space. It's the Veterans Park and War Memorial,
mm-hmm.
and it's a area where people can just sit and reflect and kind of enjoy the space, and it is a memorial for veterans. So it's a very nice area, and actually they were able to make a few benches out in front. I don't know if you've noticed these little white benches that utilize some of the marble from the fountain. Yes.
No, I didn't know about that.
So it's very nice. That's a nice little remembrance there.
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
Yeah.
And people, you see a lot of people utilizing the park?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes, definitely. People really like that space, and especially now that the weather's getting a little nicer, hopefully, people will be using it more and more. And like I said, with the children's programs in the summer, and even in the spring and fall when the weather's nice, they do like to sometimes take it outside and do a story time and a craft activity outside. And sometimes they'll have chalk art, you know, along the side of the building. So... it's
very
a nice,
nice
use of that, yes.
Okay, all right. And we're seeing, and I have to admit, I have not walked through that area yet. We're looking at all the wars? I mean...
oh, yes. They're there, yes.
I don't know exactly how to phrase that.
I know.
There are so many.
Yeah.
Okay, so you'll see veterans there. And
oh, yes.
Any special plans for Memorial Day that you're aware of?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Yes, yes. That's a great thought. I forgot about that. The parade. The annual parade is going to end right there in the front, and they will have a special little remembrance ceremony right there, and they typically have wreaths and, you know, people there, veterans and everybody there. Yeah, it's a very nice space.
Okay. And when is it right on Memorial Day?
Yes.
Well, it'll be, okay.
The library is actually closed that day,
right.
But the parade will end there.
Okay.
And that'll be fine.
Okay. All right. Contact information. We need that one more time because we didn't write it down.
All right. So we are at, on the web, we have dearbornlibrary.org. We also have social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The Henry Ford Centennial Library is 16301 Michigan Avenue. Phone is 313-943-2330. The Bryant Branch Library is 22100 Michigan Avenue. Phone 313-943-4091. And the Esper Branch Library is 12929 West Warren Avenue. Phone 313-943-4096.
Okay. And the Mason Branch.
Yeah.
used to be the main office.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be. So I don't know if you wouldn't talk about any of the changes. Obviously, Centennial is so much better equipped just because it's a newer building. How old is the Mason Branch? Do you know?
Oh.
I don't mean to put you on the spot.
That's all right.
I just thought about that.
Yeah, the idea, I mean, I don't know the exact dates, but I know the idea for the Dearborn Public Library sprouted from the Garden Club of Dearborn and Mrs. Henry Ford. And it started in the idea came in the 1920s.
Mm-hmm.
And Ford did donate land. And through the years, obviously, many changes and updates occurred with the library system. I don't have those ins and outs I don't have those ins and outs every single date or anything, but the timeline is on our website, and it's very interesting.
Yeah.
Now, the interesting thing, too, is the groundbreaking for the Henry Ford Centennial Library was on December 14th, 1966, and we just had a 50th groundbreaking anniversary celebration this past December. It was December 14th, 2016.
Okay.
So we are planning on having the building itself opened in 1969.
Mm-hmm.
This was just the groundbreaking. So we will have a 50th anniversary celebration of the opening of the library.
Coming fast.
Yeah, it'll be here before we know it, right?
Definitely. That's only 2 years away.
Oh, it's scary.
Okay. All right. So the programs, we have lots of programs for every age.
Yes.
We have lots of things that people can choose to help themselves learn something.
Right. Lifelong learning.
Including one-on-one.
Yes.
Which is, that's just really cool.
Yes.
The idea that you can actually talk to somebody and not just have, when you get on like the internet and can we chat?
Oh, and you're stuck in this loop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst.
It's not chatting. You know, you're keying on a keyboard. That's not chatting.
No.
And does that make me sound really old?
No.
But there is something to be said for a one-on-one conversation.
Definitely.
And the idea that you have people reading to kids, that's exciting.
Oh, yes.
We have music in the auditorium. We have movies that are handled in such a way that anybody is able, young, old, autistic, hearing impaired, visually impaired.
Right,
any
definitely.
Of that, yeah, you have the ability to enjoy a film.
Mm-hmm.
That's.
Yep, like I said, we do like to be known as accessible to all. The library is a community place, and we want to be there for everybody.
Okay.
And we want to offer all the different material. If people have suggestions or comments, they can always feel free to call us, or if they're in the building.
Mm-hmm.
Our number again is 943-2330. We do have a suggestion box in the buildings, and they can write their comments down if they want to remain anonymous and just submit them, anything like that. And library administration does take all the suggestions and comments, and they think about everything, and
oh,
they have to decide what's best for the library, of course.
Okay.
But
we're almost out of time, but we've talked an awful lot about the library, which is the intention of this particular show.
Right.
And we didn't really talk a lot about you.
Oh.
We should talk about you. You're a supervisor, so tell us about that job.
Yes.
And tell us about how long you've been at the library.
Okay, thank you. Yes, I actually started out this September. I will be with the system for 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I started out as an assistant librarian, and I kind of moved up the ranks there. And I did, when I got promoted to a librarian, I became a children's librarian. So that's why I'm kind of passionate about helping promote all the children's information.
Sure.
And programs too, because it's so important to instill that love of learning and reading in children. And then I did actually go into cataloging for a little bit, like I talked about, mm-hmm. the cataloger. And then I got moved over to the adult services department. And that is wonderful. I love the job. I love working at the library. The Dearborn Public Library system is one of the best. It's great working with all different people. Like you mentioned before, I believe somebody, you never know who you're going to meet.
Mm-hmm.
Come across
right.
everybody different.
Right.
Just so many interesting people that I get a chance to meet and talk to and really just kind of connect with people.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
so
great.
Yeah.
There was one more thing that we talked about before we got on air, and I don't think we talked about it on air. The great big black bags with the books.
Oh, yes, the
book clubs.
Of course.
Right.
Thank you. We do have this great service, and it is for book clubs. Mm-hmm. Anybody, you know, can check out the kit, and it is an actual, like a little bag, canvas bag. It has 10 copies of the same book and discussion questions for anybody in the book club. So one person would check them out and then disperse the books to their members,
mm-hmm.
and then bring the bag back when it's done. And since it is for a group, that is an extended checkout time period for those. And now we do have a great service called Kit Keeper. So people might be interested to know that they can go on our website, dearbornlibrary.org, and reserve kits for the future. So say you know you want to do something 6 months from now,
mm-hmm.
you can put that on hold
and
reserve it for the future. So then it's set aside for you, and you know you'll get it at that certain time, and you come and pick it up and then just return it.
Right.
Book clubs kits are very popular.
Can you request a certain book to be part of that, or do you have to go with the books that are selected by whomever?
Oh, anybody can make a request.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. And we would take that into consideration. We have professional librarians who purchased items in different collection areas.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have a person who's in charge of that, and she's very receptive to suggestions.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I'm aware of a particular book club that does use the which is how I was made aware
wonderful.
Of it. Yeah. And they are so happy with the service.
Oh,
and
I'm so
it
glad.
Works so well. And they'll read the book, and then when it comes time for the discussion, they actually coordinate their snacks to match something in the book.
I love it.
So if there's a recipe, I remember, I don't know what the book was, but some menu item involved sugared grapes.
Oh.
And those are not as easy to make as you might think. And and they actually had the sugared grapes at their discussion. So
I have a question for you, if you don't mind.
I'll go.
I like to ask people, what are they reading? So what are you reading now, if you are listening to or whatever?
I have a couple of different books going. I have one that lives in the car.
Okay.
And then when I go into a restaurant, I take it with me, and it's about World War II.
Oh.
It's one of the, I should do this, the day job first. He's a professor at Wayne State.
Okay.
And it's Detroit during the war years. And those books that are in the car take a long time to get through.
Okay.
But he's also an MC at the Redford Theater, and that's how I know him.
Great.
How I got hold of the book. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that one, and let's see, I just finished Does This Religion or Church, I don't remember which it is. Does this church make me look fat?
Yeah.
You know that one?
Yeah.
It's in the Mennonite story.
Mm-hmm.
Great entertainment. She has
Very funny.
She has a phenomenal grasp on life with everything she's been through. Mm. Raised very strict-like.
Okay.
And survived cancer. Married a motorcycle guy who was a motorcycle guy in the stereotype you're thinking. Yeah.
Okay.
And just phenomenal. And oh gosh, anything I get my hands on,
yes,
pretty much.
Me too.
And, yeah.
I would like to say, though, the one I am reading right now, which is fascinating, in case anybody's interested, is called Bellevue, Three Centuries of Medicine and Mayhem at America's Most Storied Hospital. So it's about Bellevue in New York, and it is just a fascinating read. It's by David Oshinsky, in case anybody's interested.
Okay.
So
that's kind of like our Eloise in this area.
Yes, yeah. Right.
Okay. Well, Patty, thank you so much for being here. Well, this was a lot of fun.
Yes, thank you, Lynn.
And
we appreciate it.
It's again, it's an amazing thing. So we have only the three in Dearborn now.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
But that's okay.
Thanks again.
What you're doing is great.
So, thank you.
Patty, thank you for being here today on Impact again. And thank you all for listening to Impact, the show about individuals and groups making a positive difference in the community. The views and opinions expressed on Impact are not necessarily those of WHFR Radio nor Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn.
The spring semester at Henry Ford College starts on Tuesday, May 9th. Many of the classes are still open, but time is running out, so register now to make sure you get the classes you want. Students can register for classes online using the web advisor at hfcc.edu, or you can register at a kiosk computer located in the Welcome Center on the main campus. Again, the spring semester at Henry Ford College starts on Tuesday, May 9th, and the last day to register is Wednesday, May 10th, so register now.
This is Jay Koronick, host of the new WHFR Journal. Our show is local news and alternative views for Dearborn and the surrounding areas. What's happening in local education, business, and government, and why? Plus, thoughts from local leaders and residents about what should be. After all, what matters to you most is right next door. The new WHFR Journal, every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m., or listen to the podcast from our website, whfr.fm. You need it? You want it, you can have it. The new WHFR Journal, every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. on WHFR, the station making waves.
Tune in to WHFR.FM 89.3 for the Highway 61 program. Fridays 2 till 4, DJ Kitty Love will play the best in blues with new blues releases, as well as local blues artists. Friday 2 till 4 on the station Making Waves, WHFR.
Guys and dolls, you are at the Malt Shop with Daddy G here on WHFR.FM, the station making waves. And we're going back to the 50s and 60s. So hang those fuzzy dice on the rearview mirror, grab your favorite squeeze, and head on down to the Malt Shop where the jukebox is playing, the kids are dancing, and here we are, back in the 50s.